好，奉主圣名，我们继续来谈宣牧食物哈。
Master，
我们会留点时间给大家问问题的。
We will leave some time for some question and answer。
因为我们刚刚有提到这个医院步道，那因为在我们美国可能这个行不通。
Because we mentioned about hospital evangelism, it's quite difficult to do that in the United States.
但是我们可以做病人的访问。
But we can, of course, do visitation for hospital patients.
个别的。
And these are more on special occasions.
那我们或许可以用家庭福音茶会或者教会的福音茶会来带领慕道者。
And of course, we more commonly probably practice the family or the gospel tea gathering evangelism.
那我们目前哦，有鼓励教会要建立慕道班。
To our current state, we've encouraged the church to have truth seeker class.
我们一般慕道者只有晚上或者安息日来听道理，得到圣灵哦，觉得他还算热心，信仰还不错，所以就受洗了。
Many times we observe that the truth seeker comes to family service and also Sabbath service, and we baptize them.
但是有一些系统的道理就可能没有完全了解。
But sometimes we discover that we've neglected to see to observe how much understanding they have towards our faith.
所以这个慕道班的建立应该是必要的。
And so it should be necessary to include a truth seeker class.
有的教会像利用礼拜五晚上。
Some churches utilize the Friday night service.
那慕道者另外一班在上课聚会。
So that the truth seeker has a separate class of their own.
那一般的信徒就是在会堂。
And a believer would have their own service in the chapel.
因为他信仰的追求不同。
Because the pursuit of their faith, the level of their faith is different.
那这个慕道班我们也是有教材。
And we also have materials for truth seekers.
我们目前有印了两份。
Right now we have two.
一份是信仰的追寻。
And one is the pursuit of the faith.
一份是信仰的探索。
And the other one is searching of the faith.
那这个信仰的追寻有六册。
And as for the pursuit of faith, it has six volumes.
那每一册有四课。
And in each volume, there are four lessons.
六四二十四，一个礼拜上一课，要上半年。
And so, if you 24 lessons, and so would probably take about six months to go through the whole.
第一个从认识圣经开始。
And the first starts from understanding the Bible.
再来认识真神。
And understanding the true God.
认识耶稣。
Understanding Jesus Christ.
认识人生。
Understanding human life.
那人生就包括我们人了。
Human life involves us.
然后认识教会。
Understanding the church.
第六就是认识教义。
And then six starts understanding the doctrine.
那这六册都上完了，基本道理应该清楚了。
And so after these six lessons have been studied, they should have a certain foundation of.
那如果再延续信仰的探索。
And if on the searching on for faith.
它有十二课。
It has 12 lessons.
也可以给他一些让他有更深的认识。
It can also further their understanding.
那我们像这个信主之后，慕道者他信主之后。
And after a truth seeker have come to believe and baptize.
我们也另外在一个课程。
We have a separate class.
我们。像在台湾有印基督徒的信仰生活，就是也是24课，就要跑半年，上半年。
And such as Taiwan has a book that says the Christian believers daily faith, the cultivation.
就是教导他信主之后。
And it teaches them about after they have come to believe in Christ.
一些基本的信仰。
Some of the basic faiths,
包括信徒的属灵生活
，about a spiritual life of a Christian，
教会的生活
，the church life of a Christian，
社会生活
，social life of a Christian，
那也教导他读经的生活、祷告的生活、奉献的生活
，and about the life of offering, of prayer, and of Bible reading.
有的信徒不知道什么叫做奉献。
Some believers do not understand the concept of offering.
有的虽然受洗了，不知道安息日的重要。
And some have even been baptized and they do not understand the importance of observing the Sabbath.
所以我们要慢慢带领他。
And so we need to slowly guide them.
教会应该有的责任。
And this is also a responsibility that a church must have.
所以这个慕道班要建立。
And so we need to establish True Seekers class.
有些教会这个做得不错。
Some churches actually do very well in this aspect.
好像新加坡也有在做。
Like for example, churches in Singapore does this.
有的地方的慕道班是特殊的。
And some are very specialized True Seeker class.
他们是利用安息日聚会完。
They utilize the time at their Sabbath day.
三点半到五点半，两个小时，每个礼拜上一次的课。
Such as from 3:30 to 5:30, every Sabbath day they would have one lesson.
有专人在带。
And they have people assigned to teach.
有的是学生。
Some are students.
各种层面的人都有。
And so they have different type of workers.
不过这个宣道工作当然也是可以活用我们的资源。
We can actually use the preaching to
资源，包括我们的人力资源。
To utilize our own energy.
还有文宣资源。
Resources and also literary.
所以我们传福音也要善用我们的文宣、刊物、传单等等。
And so when we preach the gospel, we must also utilize our literary ministry.
那我们也要借机会来学习这个陪谈的一些这个要领。
And well, we also need to learn how to take opportunity and accompany true seekers.
我相信说我们只要像腓立比书第一章第五节所讲的。
I believe, as stated in Philippians chapter 1, verse 5.
我们来看腓立比书第一章第五节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 5.
腓立比书一章五节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 5.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意，兴旺福音。我深信那在你们心里动了善功，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。我们的教会应该是从头一天直到如今，就是同心合意在兴旺福音的。
So our church likewise needs to do this work of the gospel from the first day until now.
所以福音工作我们要重视。
And so this work of preaching we must emphasize.
那我们也求神在我们心里能够来动这个善功。
And we also ask God to move this work in our heart.
所以我们可以参考我们教会可以怎么样来推动这个福音工作。
So we can all mutually edify each other on how to approach this work.
我刚刚介绍这个信仰的追寻跟探索，我们在我们教会这个中文的网站上面应该都有，可以把这个课程抓下来。
As I mentioned, the references concerning the pursuit of our faith and the seeking of our faith, you can find this in the Chinese internet.
我们如果说这个礼拜要上哪一课，就把它抓下来就可以用了。
For example, you want to utilize this for this particular week, one lesson for this week, you can actually go to the church website of Taiwan.
我们宣道实务先谈到这里。
And so we will discuss preaching practicum to this point.
我们现在来谈这个教牧的实务。
Let's look into the pastoring of practical affairs.
教牧是属于牧养的。
Pastoring is shepherding.
那这个牧养的工作
And this work of tending the sheep
是属于对内的。
Is and can be said of an internal work.
教会是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
所以这个家里面的情况你要了解。
And so we must understand the situation of a house.
孩子怎么长不大。
Why the children is not growing.
或者没有回家。
Or why the children did not return home.
你要去了解
You have to understand.
他现在怎么样。
What is his current state.
我们做父母的都很关心。
And as parents, we all care very much.
那儿女他对家有一个归属感。
And for the children that they have a sense of belonging to the church.
他会想到要回家。
Belonging to the house, they want to go home.
所以我们要知道这个羊群的情况。
And so we need to understand the situation of each sheep.
我们来看箴言27章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 27, verse 22.
27章22节。
Proverbs chapter 27, verse 22.
你要详细知道你羊群的景况，留心料理你的牛群。这边告诉我们，27章箴言。
Proverbs chapter
27章的23节。
Verse 23, say, be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend to your herds.
所以我们在这个教牧工作上面呢、啊。
And so on the work of pastoring,
我们应该有一些方向哈，我们要去留意的。
We also need to pay attention to the direction.
因为教牧也是一个教会在对内工作上哈很重要的一环。
Because pastoring is a very important work on the internal of the church.
因为你有撒种，也要浇灌。
Because we sow the seed, we also need to water the seeds.
你撒网也要拉网。
When you throw out the net to fish, you need also to pull the net back.
你拉网也要补网。
And when you have finished fishing, and you need to mend your nets.
所以教会也要看重这个补网的工作。
And so the church also need to emphasize on the work of mending the net.
免得信徒的流失也成为教会的损失。
Otherwise, the believers may be lost, and maybe this would be a shortcoming for the church.
所以我们要好好把教会建立起来。
And so we need to build up the church.
我们早期啊，很重视宗教教育。
In our early generations, we emphasized greatly on the religious education.
其实这个观念从圣经早就有了。
Actually, this concept is already in the Bible.
我们从摩西在《生命记》第六章就讲到。
From the time of Moses, from the book of Deuteronomy, we can see
这个宗教教育的重要。
We can see the importance of religious education.
因为教育是百年大计。
Because education is continuous.
十年树木，百年树人呢、啊。种一棵树，十年就长起来。要
If you plant a tree, 10 years it will grow up.
所以人比树木更宝贵啊。
It's an investment, so in comparison, the man's life is more important than that of a tree.
那我们刚刚有讲说《生命记》第六章就有讲到这个宗教教育的重要。
In Deuteronomy chapter 6, we mentioned this a very important teaching.
宗教教育不是只有在教会里面，应该要跟家庭配合。
Religious education is not only in the church, but also needs to be dependent on the family.
而且在《生命记》的31章啊
And also recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 31.
也有讲到这个宗教教育。
It also make mention of religious education.
在《生命记》的31章里面
，Deuteronomy chapter 31
的12节啊
，verse 12。
有时候要招聚他们男女孩子，城里寄居的，使他们听，使他们学习，好敬畏耶和华你们的神，谨守遵行这律法一切的话，也要使他们。未曾晓得这律法的儿女得以听见学习敬畏耶和华你们的神在你们过约旦河要得为业之地存活的日子是常常这样行信仰不是一天一个月的事情
Faith is not built upon one month or a day
它是一种很长期的浇灌
It is a continual process whereas one grows
让它能够成长
So that it can continue to grow.
所以教会要增长的话
And so for a church to grow,
宗教教育是一个基础了。
The foundation, the fundamental is on religious education.
所以箴言22章第6节说你要教导孩童走当行的道。
And so in Proverbs chapter 22, it said, you must discipline your child in the way that he should go.
他到老都不偏离。
So that when he is of old age, he will never depart from it.
事实上也是如此。
And so this is reality.
所以教导他能够亲近神。
If we teach them to walk in the ways of God.
这个宗教教育是很重要的。
Religious education is indeed very important.
那我们过去对宗教教育的观念哦。只是停留在小孩子跟年轻人。
In the past, we have only dwelt upon the issue of religious education on the children and on the youth.
那现在我们对宗教教育的看法是比较广泛的。
Now we have extended our view of religious education further.
宗教教育应该是从小到大。
Religious education should be continuous from a children's age to adults.
从年轻到年老。
From youth to old age.
都是要受宗教教育的。
Everyone needs to go through religious education.
所以我们除了小朋友有宗教教育，年轻人有宗教教育。
And so besides the fact that the children and the youth have their own religious education classes,
有各班的班级课程。
And they have their own grade level class.
其实我们也应该善用这个团契。
So we must further use our fellowships.
能够结合各个年龄层。
So that we can gather people of different ages.
除了像青年团契之外。
Besides youth fellowship.
我们也有这个中年的团契。
We also have fellowship for the middle age.
或者老年的团契。
Or that for the senior elderly.
能够依着教会的需要。
According to the needs of the church.
成员的多广。
And to apply differently.
可以做一个适度的整合跟联络。
We can communicate through different levels.
因为它是团契。
Because it's of a nature of fellowship.
所以按照年龄层。
And so it is dependent on different ages.
可以排定相关课程。
And you can arrange the topics of class in different levels.
那让这个团契可以落实到信徒的信仰的牧养上面。
And so that this fellowship can be applied to each individual believer's own faith.
那这个他的属灵的生命就能够成长。
And then we will see its growth in their spiritual life.
那因为教会要推动这个团契来衔接全年龄的宗教教育。
And because the church wants to motivate religious education to all ages.
所以这个团契的干部要训练。
And so the workers upon this fellowship must be trained.
就像宗教教育的教员一样。
Just like that of religious education teachers need to go through training.
带领这个团契。
They need to go through training.
可以教导他团契的实务。
And we can go through their practical affairs for
fellowship. 让他认识这个团契的本质。
Let them understand the character and the purpose of this fellowship.
因为团契本身是在基督里面。
Because fellowship itself is built upon Christ.
是一种肢体的关系。
It is of a body itself.
因为肢体要互相联络嘛。
And because members of a body need to communicate with each other.
我们今天在教会里面。
Today we are in the church.
我们都是联络做肢体的。
We are different members, yet we communicate.
不是只有顾虑儿童青年而已。
We do not only focus on the children or the youth.
有的人说中年其实生活、工作、家庭都很安定。
Many people say when one is in the middle age, his family and his career is pretty stable.
其实他是教会一股的力量。
Actually, they are considered as one of the source of strength in the church.
如果让他在社会上流失了，是很可惜的。
Now, if we lose them to the world, it is very sad indeed.
那老人也需要关怀。
And we also need to show our care for the elderly.
所以这个团契当然有它性质不同。
And so each fellowship has its own different directions.
一般是年龄层来分。
It probably applies into different ages.
那有的教会有分弟兄团契、姐妹团契。
Some churches have brothers fellowship and some have sisters fellowship.
它主要是侍奉的需要。
And mainly for that of work of service.
因为姐妹的侍奉有这个教会里面有一些需要透过姐妹来协助的。
Because some of the church work relies upon sisters.
所以团契的情形都有各不同的。
And so different conditions of fellowship applies differently.
有的为了要让夫妻一起成长。
Some wants to have the growth of the spouse.
也有夫妻的团契。
And so there are a fellowship for the couple.
但是团契本身它的宗旨很重要。宗旨啦就是它的目标。
The goal of a fellowship is very important.
有的人一想到团契就是要玩的。
Many people thought that fellowship is to play.
不然就是吃。
Or to eat.
所以想到哇，这团契就是吃，有吃就来，有玩就来。
And then, so they figure if the fellowship have something fun or something to eat, then I will come.
其实吃跟玩也是很实在嘛。
Well, actually, to eat and to have fun is very usual.
但是它只是一个过程。
But it is only a phase.
不是目标啊。
It is, should not be the primary goal.
所以有的人参加团体到后来就不参加了。
And so there are those who attend fellowship in the end, they do not want to come anymore.
来只有吃了。
Because they come and it's only eating.
那种属灵的追求没有。
There is no spiritual content.
所以有人把这个团契把那个团外面那个大大的口放在那个气的旁边就变成专吃啊。
And so some people just make the fellowship into a big feasting.
团契不是专吃耶。
Fellowship is not to feast.
吃当然不是不可以。
It's not to say that we are not allowed to eat.
我们虽然看圣经说神的国不在乎吃喝。
Although we read the Bible and say the kingdom of God does not dwell upon eating and drinking.
但是主耶稣看到门徒的时候也说你们有吃的没有啊。
But then when Jesus met his disciples, he said, do you have anything to eat?
但是我们不要忘记要追求公义和平跟圣灵中的喜乐呢。
But we must not neglect the fact that we must pursue the kingdom of righteousness and also the peace and the joy of Holy Spirit.
所以有人说团契应该要以基督为首。
And so many people say the fellowship must be built upon Jesus Christ.
团契不是以人做头了。
The fellowship does not dwell upon a certain person for leadership.
这个人在带，因为他很热心，很会带领人吃嘛，很多人。
We could say that this person is a coordinator and he's very good at leading people.
现在换人了，没有吃，就没有人来了。
And he used to be good at providing a lot of food to eat, and now he's not the coordinator anymore, and there is no more eating.
这个青年团契很会玩，所以有玩就来，没有玩就没有了，就完了。
Or this youth fellowship used to have a lot of fun, but now it has no more of these fun activities, so I will not come anymore.
不是以人为头，是以基督为头。
The focus should not be upon the coordinator, but it should be upon Jesus Christ.
能够以圣灵为师。
And to dwell upon the reliance of the Holy Spirit. To rely on the Holy Spirit to guide.
所以要为团契祷告。
And so we need to pray for the fellowships.
以圣经为粮。
And to use Bible as the spiritual nourishment.
它是你生命的粮食。
For it is our spiritual nourishment.
以爱心为怀。
And use love as our care.
因为那是肢体的关心。
Because that is the way a member show care to the other members.
说你的弟兄在哪里
？Where is your brother？
他说我怎么是看着我的弟兄啊
？And say, why should I be looking after my brother？
其实主耶稣 给我们一条新命令。
For Jesus has given us a newer commandment.
这是要彼此相爱。
And that is to love one another.
那团契要以分享为重。
And the fellowship also need to emphasize on mutual discussion.
互相的鼓励，以灵相通，以爱相系。
Mutual encouragement and mutual sharing.
而且团契也要以福音为本。
And the fellowship also needs to dwell upon the
gospel. 团契是对内，但是也要传福音哦。
The fellowship is inwardly, but it also needs to be spread.
那这样这个团契才会成长。
And only then will the fellowship be able to grow.
所以团契在带领上面。
And so, Fellowship may be a guiding force.
它有四个内容。
It has four contents.
第一个就是真理的造就。
And one is the mutual edification from the truth.
就是我们可以透过圣经来教导信仰跟生活的应用。
Through the Bible, teaching from the Bible, we can apply it to our daily life.
也能够有系统的来学习神的话。
And also to be able to learn the content of the Bible in sequence.
第二个就是生活辅导。
And the second is that the life applications.
有时候可以辅导家庭的、婚姻的、工作的。
Life counseling, such as marriage counseling or work counseling.
第三就是这个事工的训练。
And the third being training for workers.
有的老人团契他们也培养他们去传福音。
Sometimes the elder, the senior fellowships, they even teach the elderly to go out and preach.
因为有的年纪大的没有什么事情嘛。
Because many of the senior, they do not have many things to do.
在家里都是闲闲美呆子。
They just sit at home.
闲闲无代志。
They have nothing to do at home.
所以他有时间去传福音，有时候跟老人谈谈话，很好哎。
So they actually do have a lot of opportunity to go preach the gospel to other elderly.
团契还要有一个交通跟联谊啊。
And the fellowship also needs to have a way of communicating.
所以有时候团契一年办一个活动。
And so, maybe in the fellowship, once half a year, they would have a certain activity.
这个也是一个很好的 很好的一个联络。
This is also a good event.
所以团契要跟教会联系。
And so the fellowship must be working together with the church.
那这样这个团契就会成长。
And only then will the fellowship be able to grow.
好，那有的信徒他在这个团契里面真的长大了。
And there are a lot of believers that really grew through fellowship.
那有些教会它有小组查经。
And some church have small group Bible study.
但是查经有一个要很留意的。
But there is something we need to pay attention in group Bible study.
不要脱节。
That we must not.
也不要跟教会脱离。
We must not depart from the truth and also depart from the church.
有的人一听到团契跟查经，有的会很害怕。
Some people are very afraid to hear fellowship and also Bible study.
因为有的发生问题。
Because it has, we have problems.
问题不是圣经。
The problem is not from the Bible.
问题也不是团契。
Nor the problem on the fellowship.
问题是人啊。
But the problem was because of man, the person leading the Bible study.
跟那个观念偏差。
And their concept have went crooked.
所以团契不能跟教会脱节。
And so the fellowship cannot go astray from that of the church.
查经也不要离开神的话语。
As well as the group Bible study should not depart from the words of God.
有的查到后来，就不是在查道理了。
Some people study to the point that they are no longer discussing about the gospel.
查到道理变质了。
They discuss things and issues till it becomes heresy.
所以。这个要跟教会有一个联系。
And so it must be intertwined with that of the church.
所以教会在安排聚会啦什么，这个就是跟教会有联系啊。
And so when church make us arrangements and preparations and assignments, this is intertwining with that of the church.
有的说我不属教会的，我只属耶稣。
And there are some that say, I do not belong to the church, but I belong to Christ.
那其实后来他是属自己啦。也不是属耶稣了。
But then, if you think about this phrase, he actually belonged to himself. He's not.
你说你属耶稣，那跟教会都脱节了，不对。
Because if you say you belong to Christ, but you do not belong to the church, you are completely separate.
所以我们教会的宗教教义当然可以从这方面来着手。
And so we can motivate religious education for the church in general in this direction.
那因为教会的教牧工作很重要。
And because the church pastoring work is very important.
我们有些地方会觉得说传道者不够。
Many locations we discovered that the preacher is not enough.
所以这个教牧人员要训练。
And so we need to train many people to do the work of pastoring.
传道者因为他是以祈祷传道为事，能够积极有时间去传福音。
The preachers actually dedicate most of their time and energy into preaching the gospel.
我们有些地方很依赖传道。
But there are many aspects where we also are dependent on the preacher.
当然这也是对传道的一个关怀啦。
Of course, this is also showing our care and concern for the preacher and minister.
因为觉得没有看到传道很想念他。
Because sometimes I feel that we have not seen the preacher for so long, and so we miss them.
很喜欢看到传道，传道一个月才来几次。
And so they like to see a preacher around, and they only get to see the preacher once every few months.
有一次，我到一个教会说：“哎，你这个你传道怎么那么久都没有来了？”
And there was one time I said to the one local church and say, "How come I have not seen this preacher for so long?"
我们很少看到传道呢，这样。
And they say we hardly see the preacher.
那我说你如果很少看到传道的话，不然我送一张照片给你。
And so I said to them, if you feel that you have not seen the preacher often enough, I can send you a picture of him.
因为我们会觉得说教会需要传道来牧养，这是没有错。
Of course, it's true that the church needs the preacher to a pastor.
可是我们要有一个观念。
But we also need to have this concept.
我们教会真的是传道不够。
Indeed, it's true that our church do not have enough preachers.
那我们信徒要会动员配合啦。
But our believers must also be more active and to work together.
这个以弗所书第四章有讲说要成全圣徒。各尽其职。
And Ephesians chapter 4 teaches that all believers need to needs to do its work.
他没有说成全传道。
It does not say that only ministers or preachers need to do work.
所以我们长职负责人要动员呢。
And so we as the leaders of the church, we need to motivate the church.
我们动员起来就是跟传道配合推动圣工了。
And we motivate together so that we can be in agreement with the ministers and to prosper the church work.
我们是协助传道。
We support the preachers.
也是协助教会。
We also support the church.
也是协助圣工。
We also support the holy work.
我们也是做传道的帮手，其实也是做主耶稣的帮手。
We are also assistants to the preacher, just as we are assistants to Christ.
让传道者有更多的机会去传福音。
So that the preacher can have more opportunity to actually do the work of preaching.
当然传道者的时间这个都会尽量在教会。
Of course, the preacher also try as much time as possible to be with the church.
但是如果说传道者全时间都在教会的时候，我们的信徒不会领会的。
But if the preacher is dedicated 100% all the time to a local church, then the believers will not be able to step up to deliver sermons.
因为领会都被传道占走了。
Because all the sermons are delivered by the preachers.
你要讲道都没有机会。
Then you won't even have chance or the opportunity to hold sermons.
你只有当亲爱的听众朋友。
You can only be a listener and audience.
其实很多工作我们要配合来做。
And so a lot of work we need to work together.
这个就是成全圣徒。
And so this is where all believers are to be involved.
所以传道有传道的工作。
And so of course the preacher have the work of a preacher.
尤其我们在美国这边，我们的传道不多，有时候还要协助徽州。 国外地区或者中南美，
especially the preachers of the United States, we see that there is not enough preacher, and in fact, a lot of these preachers need to support international work.
那我们教会如果能够独立起来，
now if the church itself can be independent itself,
今天不是我们传道懒惰，
it's not that the preacher are lazy today.
我们传道很多时间在外面，
but that the preacher spend much of the time outside.
那边也是我们的肢体。
And the other places are also members of our body.
我们在自己教会呢，我们有长职负责人，也可以把教会带动起来。
And so in our local church, we have for ourselves ministers such as deacons and elders to help us.
沙巴有80多间教会。
In Sabah, there is about 80 some churches.
有13000多个信徒。
About 10,000 believers.
他的传道只有10个。
And they only have 10 preachers.
他们的传道是寻牧的。
And their preachers are
寻牧就是说在这里两个月，在那边两个月，就这样一直寻牧的。
Their preachers are like on a rotation program where they spend 2 months in this church and 2 months in another church and continue.
所以那边的传道要看到也不多了。
And so for the believers to actually see the preacher themselves is actually not much chance.
在这种情况之下，他们的长职负责人，他们就很独立了。
And so in this circumstance, a lot of the ministers, the deacons and the elders are very independent themselves.
这个牧养的工作啊，
on the work of pastoring,
这个长职做得很好，负责人做得很好。
And the council members would do a very good job.
那这个要训练。
And this comes through training.
所以我们要安排这个长职负责人的训练，也是这个用意。
And so that's why we need to have trainings and seminars for these workers.
所以这个教牧工人的训练，就包括讲台上跟下。
And so these trainings for this pastoring involves on the pulpit and also below the pulpit.
讲台的上是领会啦。
In the pulpit, meaning to deliver sermons.
那你领会你要怎么讲道？
And when you deliver sermons, how are you to deliver?
我们叫做讲道理吗？
We deliver sermons.
那我们讲的道理要有道有理啊。
And of course, when you deliver sermon, it has to make sense and it has to be true.
但是有时候你不知道怎么讲，有道无理。
But sometimes you don't know what to say. There is the truth, but it does not make sense.
有的条理不分啊。
Or some cannot grab hold of what's the being said.
那有的是。 无道有理的，系统混得很好，可是没有道。
And maybe some people deliver sermon have certain have a good structure, but has no truth.
有的讲到后来是无道无理的。
And even there are those at the when they deliver sermon has no truth.
那这个就跟真理、生命都脱节了。
And this will be separated from the truth and and life.
所以讲到我们也要去追求。
And so when you deliver sermon, we need to also pursue.
圣经说有的还要再给你吗？
For the Bible teaches us that what you have, more shall be given.
没有的，连你所有的都要把你夺回来哦。
And those who don't have what you have will be taken away.
所以我们有时候很依赖传道，当然是很关心他。
Of course, many times we depend on the preachers, and because we miss them.
可是因为依赖太多哦，你会越来越少。
But then, if we depend too much on the preachers, then we will find out that we ourselves start to decline.
因为你有的，神会再把你夺回去了。
Because well, what you already have, God will take back more.
那当你，我们会知道说，我们能够为教会做什么。
Now, when we realize the point that what can I do for church?
我们真的有在追求。
And we have this heart to seek and pursue.
主耶稣会帮助你。
Then God will help us.
你在讲道方面会慢慢进步。
And then when you deliver sermon, you will begin to improve.
那我们总会哦，说起来也很用心呐。
Our GA is actually spend much time.
我们常常在办一些讲习训练。
Many times we held many seminars.
我去年八月跟九月第一次来美国。
Last year in August and September, I came to the United States for the first time.
哇，我刚刚我们那个讲习位哦，圣经讲几次，全部都讲完了嘛。
And I look at all the seminars, and just within a few seminars, we basically went through the whole Bible.
我这个一件一件都是很用心的在查考。
Book after book, we continue to study.
那我们应该把它应用在圣工上。
And we need to apply this to our holy work.
不是听了以后都灌在你的脑袋里面。
It's not that we listen and it's all accumulated in our mind.
那你都不用也是伤脑筋的。
We do not even. If we don't practice it and at least give out some outlet, our mind will explode.
你多给他用的话也避免老人痴呆。
If we use our brain more, our mind more, then we will prevent Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's.
欸，真的耶，神的话是活泼的。
Indeed, the word of God is living.
有生命的。
It has life.
你一从神的话里面，你会得到这种喜乐。
From the words of God, you can receive this joy.
哦，所以我看我们参加这种讲习训练都很投入。
And so I see everyone is diligently studying in such seminars.
我们能够造就教会啊，更能够造就你自己。
We can benefit the church, and we can also benefit ourselves.
所以我们常常会说啊，我在这一次参加什么会的时候得到造就，但是你要想到我也要造就教会。
And so many times we say, I went to the seminar and I feel greatly edified, but we need to also give back and edify the church.
好，比如说我们在早祷会或者晚上聚会，有传道人或者这个长职同龄给我们有很好的勉励见证，你带回去也可以讲给信徒听啊。
For example, while we are here, we listen to a lot of teachings and lessons from preachers and fellow brothers and sisters. When we return back to our local church, we can share this with others.
哦，这个道理没有什么智慧财产权呐。这个道理哦，没有智慧财产权的啦。
There is no copyright on these.
哦，没有说我讲个道，别人都不能讲了。
Okay, it's not to say that what I preach, what I say, no one else can use.
哦，主耶稣把他的话语告诉我们。
Jesus has given us His words.
也是让我们能够把神的话再传扬出去呢。
It is so that we can also regurgitate His word and also distribute.
哦，所以这个要追求。
And this is something for us to pursue.
哦，那有的信徒哈，有的信徒常常没有在教会里面很用心的去参与圣工，也很可惜。
And it's also very sad to see that a lot of believers do not participate a lot into the church work.
有一次我到某一个国家去啊。
One time I went to a certain country.
有一个弟兄告诉我。
There was a brother who said to me.
说哈，我们都很追求呢。
He said that we are all pursuing.
后来我才知道，原来他们这是忙着打高尔夫球了。
And then I discovered they are all very into golf.
教会的工都不关心了。
They neglect the church work.
打高尔夫球去运动是也，这个是对身体也有益处啦。
To play golf indeed is a good for the, it's healthy for the body.
哦，但是我们做圣工啊。
But as we do church work.
啊，应该用一个感恩的心来做。
We need to also do church work with a heart of thanksgiving.
哎，做圣工有两种。
To do holy work, there are two types.
一种是神圣的工作。
And one is in reverence, in holiness.
我们常常说长子负责人，这个是圣工人员。
As we stated that the elders, deacons, and the council members are all
sacred
workers.
敬重我们的职分。
And so we must know the meaning of a sacred worker.
但是有一种圣工是剩下来的。
But some of the sacred workers are leftovers.
说啊，我有空再去啦，哦，那个圣工。
What they say is, if I have the time, then I will...go.
有的说啊，我现在很忙，我老了以后哦，你再安排我。
Or there may be responses such as I do not have time right now, but when I am older, I will just assign me then.
我以后哦，退休要去啊看会堂
了。And then there are those who say after I retire, I will go visit churches.
哦，退休以后看会堂，现在也可以看啊。
You don't even necessarily have to wait till retirement. You can go and visit churches now.
哦，所以我们其实哦，我们主耶稣给我们活着就是恩典呢。
Indeed, it is true that we are living today is a grace of God.
哦，所以教会的工作啊，无论是台上或者台下的
，and so the work of the church, whether it be up on the top pulpit,
我们都可以学习来侍奉。
We can learn to serve.
那台下包括访问啊、接待啊、陪谈啊。
And the work that's involved and below the pulpit is such as evangelizing, preaching, and discussions and fellowships.
所以这个教会访问工作也是很重要。
And so these work are also very important.
你可以知道群羊的情况。
You can know the conditions of the sheep.
有的教会没有在访问，很可惜。
Some churches neglect the important work of visitation.
所以我们要分区分组。
And so we need to separate into different areas.
那事工人也要训练，教牧人也要培训。
And so there must be training and coordinating of workers.
啊，所以圣经讲习啊，神学训练，我们都可以啊跟。啊，这个来配合。
And so, Bible seminars, theological seminars, and holy worker seminars, these we can also all work together.
目前这个时代的变迁很快。
A generation today is changing very quickly.
所以现在也很重视这个辅导 或者生命教育。
And so, a lot of emphasis is also on counseling and caring.
哦，所以我们教会哈，在牧养上也觉得我们需要啊有一些课程要在多方的学习。
And so we discovered that there are some counseling or some topics we need to further pursue.
哦，所以我们现在也有规划啊，这个辅导的课程。
And so recently we have much of a lot of different counseling classes.
啊，我们有在各个啊这个区域的教会举办这个辅导关怀的课程。
In different districts and churches, we have counseling and caring classes.
所以我们曾经哦，为了这个课程的需要，我们有编一本这个辅导跟关怀这个教材。
And so for this need, our church has even come up with a book that is for counseling and caring.
那这个由这个事工人员哦来参加的。
And this is participated by the holy workers.
有的是教会的这个访问班或者教会的长职负责人。
It may be the church ministers, deacons, or visitation group.
因为这种辅导是很广泛的。
Because this sort of counseling is very broad.
比如说婚姻的辅导。
For example, marriage counseling.
它有包括婚前的辅导跟婚后的辅导。
It involves counseling before and after marriage.
也有青少年的辅导。
There is also counseling for the youth.
也有中年的辅导。
For the middle-aged.
或者老人的辅导。
Or for the elderly.
另外还有忧伤辅导。
There's also counseling for those who are sad in heart.
比如说911、921、灾后那种辅导啊。
For example, some tragedies such as September 11.
我们在921台湾大地震之后，有参与这个灾后地区的心灵重建，这个就是忧伤的辅导。
And even in Taiwan, September 21st, the great big earthquake in Taiwan, that we also set up a certain counseling for those who are traumatized.
另外还有一种临终辅导。
There are also those counseling for the spirit.
就是人哦，他要面对死亡的时候，比如说癌症的人，你要怎么带领他走完人生的路程？
Counseling of the spirit in the aspect of when the one is approaching death, how to go about receiving.
他能够很有尊严的，很有盼望，很勇敢的这样来安然的走过他生命的最后一程。
To walk through the last stage of his life and to face death with a hope and with peace.
有一个信徒癌症的时候
There was a believer who has cancer.
住在医院里面
And he lived in the hospital.
他是在安宁病房。安宁就是专门给癌症的人住的安宁病房。
And so he was in the a place for those who have cancer.
那因为癌症后末期啊，他已经瘦的人已经不像以前的他。
Because he is at the last stage of cancer, so he was very thin. And
我们有一个这个同龄也是圣工人，也要去访问这个病人的时候。
And so we have a brother who is to go visit him.
因为他可能没有去留意到这个细节啦。
And he probably neglected some of the procedures.
我们那个信徒躺在床上
And that believer was lying on the bed.
那个另外要访问的走进来的时候，忽然间就叫了一声很大声，哇，怎么变这样
？And so the brother who was visiting the patient walked in the door and all of a sudden yelled and said, "How come you look like this?"
他是很惊讶的。
Of course, his brother was surprised.
但是他都不知道家里的人跟这个病人的心境。
But he neglected to give much thought to the patient and to the patient's family.
本来是要访问，变成伤害。
Initially, he wanted to do a visitation work, but now it become something that hurt their feelings.
所以有一些要领跟技巧要留意。
And so there are some procedures and some things that we need to be careful of.
这个是我曾经听到一个一个信徒他告诉我说这个访问人员有时候也要有一些注意事项要留意。
I heard over from someone else that this visitation group must all be very careful in their actions.
那这也是辅导的技巧。
And so these are techniques also that are be taught in counseling training.
还有你在医院里面怎么样跟病人谈话？当他要要求你跟他祷告的时候，那你要怎么祷告
？Or in the hospital, how to discuss with the patients, and if you want to pray, how to pray?
那我们信徒因为很热心嘛，圣灵又很充满啦，祷告到医院的医生护士都跑过来了。
And because our believers are so fervent and so diligent, filled with the Holy Spirit, when they pray in tongue, a lot of nurses and the doctors panic and rush into the room.
这个有时候变成热心，但是没有见识。
And so sometimes this kind of zeal, he does have the zeal, but without wisdom.
所以这些都要去留意的。
And so these are things we need to take some thoughts on.
我们下一节再来谈。
We can discuss further.
一起默祷。
Next class, let's bow our heads and pray.